In the early days, many people were simply trying to get around this place. Then, after the years passed, some decided to come back and enjoy the spot they had once tried so hard to pass. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the 1800s, Mount Hood in Oregon was something that pioneers had to get around. But as Lloyd Musser shares, when the decades passed, the mountain became something that drew them back eastward to its slopes.
Probably in 1910 or so, 1905, people began to have luxury leisure time when they returned to the mountain to recreate, either climbing or hiking or eventually skiing.
Here at the Mount Hood Cultural Center and Museum, you can see the story of many of the early recreation clubs that began as people ventured to the area for fun.
We have ski clubs and outdoor recreation clubs that have been here since the late 1800s. The Mazamas were formed and climbing club were formed on top of Mount Hood in 1880-something. And one of the first ski patrols in America was formed right here on Mount Hood.
This museum shares the story of recreation, but also the other important industry that employs people, forestry. In fact, Lloyd spent many years working for the U.S. Forest Service and helped build many of the displays in the museum here. In some ways, this town, while modern, is similar to the way it has been for decades.
Mountain towns, ski area resorts across America, you know, got overwhelmed with condos and development and stuff. Unlike Aspen and whatnot, government camp's a little bit slower than that.
The town has a steady flow of people who come here year-round, though.
We're close enough to Portland that we get a lot of ski business on the weekend and outdoor recreation on the weekends, and not so much through the week. We're so closer to the ocean and Pacific that we can have rain any day of the year.
And that rainy weather can sometimes play havoc with the ski season. But nonetheless, this mountain remains a favorite place for many to visit throughout the year. Traveling the countryside, Government Camp, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCrae.